This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The International Labour Organization, the ILO, has announced that there has been a massive increase in the rate of unionization in Burma. The country, which some call Myanmar, is coming out of a 50-year period of military rule. Since 2010, some democratic reforms have been implemented, including the right of workers to form unions. Steve Marshall is the ILO's liaison officer in Burma.
It was basically illegal to have any form of association, and trade unions were illegal bodies. In 2012, the government introduced the new Labour Organizations Law, which allowed organization of workers and employers into labour organizations or unions. As at today, to my best of my knowledge, there are 1,004 labour organizations have been registered. I think it shows how hungry the people of Myanmar are for freedoms and rights. For the workers, the pure concept of talking up to your employer is frightening, and they have to get the confidence to be able to treat each other as equals. And it is very important that we are able to develop these structures and to have federations which are recognized in the system, so that the voice of workers can be heard, and so there is a structure through which consultation can take place.
Despite some improvement in the lives of workers, there's still much to be done in Burma, especially in the ethnically different areas in the north. I talked to Jessica Ninkum about the conditions of women in the northern state of Kachin. Ms. Ninkum is the Joint General Secretary of the Kachin Women's Association.
Kachin women, when they are like around 12, 13 years old, they drop out from school, and then because of their extremely poverty, they need to find a job to help support the family. So some of the like people, the traffickers, they know this kind of weakness in our area, so they will come and tell in the household to the girl's parents that I will offer your daughter with a job in China, like maybe it will be cleaning job, it will be in the factory, like that. And then they would, but the parents also don't have any knowledge about the trafficking. So like parent will allow their children to go with the trafficker. And, but the children themselves, the girls themselves and their parents, they don't know, they will like, the girls will be going to be trafficked. So like finally in China, because of their one child policy, in China there are like more men than women, so they need wives. So like many of the Kachin women are trafficked into forced bribe marriages, and some are in the prostitution industry.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the women in Kachin State?
The unions, labor unions, they should go to the field and connect with the community-based organization like us who are really working on the ground, and then get the information and also support them and work together to solve this kind of problem. It's one way. And also pushing the government, Burmese government, to resolve political situation in Burma and to resolve this economic mismanagement and to improve education, especially in the ethnic areas.